So our first debate is, should false licenses be enforced at all? And we have Pamela Chestek, Giovanni Gaudus, Mark Jones, and McCoy Smith. And who gets to go first? Giovanni. So we're still struggling with the projector, so I'm... You don't need it. Okay. So let me give you...
Oh, no, you have to give me a Tom, no matter what, you need that slide up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just want to... Put this on.
Put it there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Put that in your pocket?
Yes. Well, can I start? Yes.
Oh, sorry. We need that projector up now the whole time because we need that message that's on that paper to be up every time someone is speaking. So, it's not okay for the speakers to be recorded.
Yes.
We need that projector up.
Okay.
It's more important than the slides right now.
Okay.
Wait, no. How do we get that
projector?
I'll
do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. It's a much.
Yeah.
We're taking attendance first.
Okay.
Okay, can we start? Are we good? Okay. Shall we start? Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. It seems that every time I have to talk at FOSDEM, something is going to happen. Last time I talked here, we went through three mics. This time, just the screen went out. So I don't know whether it's a coincidence or that's a problem with me. But anyways, I have to talk about enforcement and why enforcement is good, or what are the main points. And where can I start? Well, where can I start? I can start maybe by quoting some very famous quote by a well-known author, Shakespeare, who says, and it's very famous, the first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. Well, some of you may find it amusing, but on the other hand, it won't change the fact that controversies will happen. And therefore, if we want, whether we want or not, we need enforcement. That's the main point. And first of all, we have to define what we mean by enforcement. Is enforcement litigation? Is enforcement only when you go to court, only when you really bring your cause to the tribunal, or is just not a gentle nudge, but maybe asking for compliance, asking politely, and then asking maybe with a louder voice. Is this enforcement? I think it is. I think that's enforcement, and I think that this vision is upheld also, but also by the principle of community-oriented enforcement, but also by the GPL cooperation commitment. This is another example. It doesn't rule out enforcement. It says that even if the scope is much less broad than the principle of community-oriented enforcement for GPL compliance, anyways, enforcement is still a possibility. And also, the Linux kernel enforcement statement does not deny enforcement, not only because it is in the name itself of the statement, but also because it only describes that enforcement has to be made it has to be defined in scope. The scope of enforcement is not personal gain. The scope of the enforcement is not copyright trolling. The scope of enforcement, it doesn't have to have a negative impact on the health and growth of software ecosystem. I'm quoting from the Linux kernel enforcement system. And so it is, as I pointed out, a necessary evil. Because let me do a personal example. Under Italian law, you may tell from my accent that I'm not exactly British, but when the code of digital administration came into force in Italy in 2006, it was a fantastic piece of legislation with fantastic principle, digital rights for the citizens, but there were no consequences at all for any violation.